It's time now for our main feature, The Art, in which you can meet Tim Smíšek, an American singer and songwriter who lives in Prague and regularly performs at Restaurant Anna and other venues in the Czech capital. As well as performing and teaching, he's now working on a new album. Tim visited Radio Prague studio recently to talk about his work and plans for the future, and Lorna Steven began by asking him how he came to live in Prague.
I was living in Paris for 2 years, performing and recording there with some other musicians. And then this past summer, I went on tour, playing different concerts in many cities all around Europe. And that was the first time that I played a concert in Prague and visited the Czech Republic. And I liked it so much that I decided to move here.
And with a surname like Smíšek, what's the Czech connection there?
My father's side of the family has Czech heritage. Actually, I was born in Minnesota, and most of my family comes from a place called New Prague, Minnesota. So there's a very high Czech population there, and a lot of people speak Czech, and there's Czech restaurants and everything. So it kind of felt like home away from home when I came here and saw Prague for the first time.
And how long have you been doing music? What's your background? Is that what you studied as well?
Yeah, I studied music in Chicago for 4 years at Columbia College, Chicago. And before that, I had basically been playing music my whole life with my family. My dad is a musician. He plays guitar and sings. My twin brother plays bass, and my older brother plays drums, and my little sister sings. So we had a family band my whole life and started playing for parties and company picnics and in bars, even as young as 11, 12, 13 years old. So,
are there artists here in Prague that you've been able to work with, or is there anyone who you've got in mind that you'd like to work with?
Other musicians and artists here? Yeah, I've met a couple other musicians that I've done some shows with here in Prague. Tom Zivor is a nice piano player that I met. He does a lot of film music and film scoring. Another guitar player, his name is Igor Rubinovich. He's Russian, and we've put some shows together here before. So, yeah, some great musicians.
Cool. Are there any shows that are coming up?
Yeah. I've got a few things coming up. On February 23rd, which is a Saturday, I'm going to play at Cafe Potrova near Hradčanska. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be with a guy who's called Cosmic Boxer. And we're going to do a show together. That'll be my first time playing there. And yeah, it should be cool. Other than that, I've got another show coming up on April 6th at Jazz Time. Again, with my friend Igor Rubinovich, the Russian guitarist and singer. And then the other thing, the last thing, is the Prague Future Shorts Film Festival. I have a friend who is organizing that. They did one before, and now this is the winter screening. And it should be a pretty cool event. They're going to show 7 short films. And then in between, we'll have some music and live music and DJs and food and drinks. So that'll be on March 27th. And it's at Gallery Tishkarna.
And do you have a preference for live performances, or do you prefer to be in the studio recording the music?
I like both. They're very different. The studio, you're kind of always pulling your hair, hoping that you can get everything perfect, spending a lot of time on one thing. And so it's a very different experience, but it's really gratifying, you know, when it's finally finished and when the songs come out well, when the album is finished, and you can start, you know, having people listen to it. But playing live is also really fun. When I was on tour this summer, it was probably one of the most amazing experiences of my life, just going around to all these different countries and cities that I had never been to before, playing shows, a mixture of public shows in clubs, and then also I did some cool private shows in people's homes. For example, in one place in Barcelona, this guy threw a big party on the top of his roof, and we had a barbecue and a party, and he has some friends that were filming it for their company, their film company, and it was just a blast. There was the Sagrada Familia behind us and lights and summer heat. It was wonderful. So I really do like the live experience, and it's a nice way to meet people.
That's true. So can you tell me a little bit about Glass Petals? Where does the name come from, and does it have a special meaning?
Yeah, the name Glass Petals comes from the lyrics to a song that I wrote, which is on the first album, and kind of came to me in a dream, actually, the lyrics for the song and kind of the story. And then I thought it really worked well as a name for the band, and kind of to describe the music. Often it can be quite beautiful, but at the same time a little bit, I don't know, kind of delicate. And so this idea of glass petals, maybe like a broken piece of glass or window, seemed to fit quite well for the music. Mm. So yeah, I started the band in Chicago after writing that song and coming up with the band name, and had some musicians there that helped me record the first album, and then continued using the band name as I moved to Paris and then now Prague.
So you're currently working on the new album,
mm-hmm.
and you made the last one, Glass Petals, in Chicago in
yep.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
How is an album being made in Prague going to be different?
That's a good question.
Like, there are different influences here. It's a totally different setting to Chicago, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. The music scene is different here, and obviously the feeling of the city is quite different. So I imagine that that's going to play a big role when, you know, when you're in the studio and recording the songs here. I think, in general, just over the past 3 years since I recorded the last album, I mean, the last album was released 3 years ago almost, but when we began the recording, that was maybe even closer to 4 or 5 years ago. So I think I've grown a lot as a musician and changed a bit in my style and my choices and what I'd like to do. So I would say my experience in Europe in general, both France and now in the Czech Republic, has kind of reshaped my thinking as a musician and given me definitely some new and exciting influences to draw upon. So I think that'll have a big impact on the album and how it's made and the choices I make with perhaps instrumentation or the style or the overall sound of the next album.
As a musician, which process do you find most rewarding out of composing, writing the lyrics, performing or recording?
I really like writing lyrics. That's probably one of my favorite things to do. I love the recording and performing, but the writing and composing of the music and the lyrics and actually the arrangements, I do all the arrangements for strings and horns and other instruments. And so that's kind of my favorite part, because that's something you get to do every day is, you know, I'm walking down the street or I wake up in the morning or I'm in the shower and thinking of lyrics, thinking of melodies, sitting down at the piano and thinking of some new songs. So that's really one of my favorite things to do. I love writing poetry and lyrics, and so that's quite interesting for me. And it's always kind of like a puzzle how you can put it all together perfectly, and then you kind of just know when it's right, when it's finished, and you have all the right elements together. So, yeah, I really enjoy that.
Would you say there have been any highlights in your career as a musician so far?
The first song on the album, Slipping Through My Hands, we had a video for that. The guys that I recorded with in Chicago, we did a video shoot. And a few months after the album was released, the video was put on the front page of YouTube for a few days. So that was pretty cool. That was, boosted our views quite quickly and was just a nice kind of achievement, I guess. We were honored to have that happen. Maybe the other highlight as far as like a live performance would be there's a venue in Paris called the Boost Palladium. And with the band members that I had there, we played a show on November 11th, 2011. So it was 11-11-11. And we had purposely booked the show on that date. 11 is also my favorite number. That was a great show. So I think that goes down as being one of the more memorable shows.
What other projects have you been working on so far in Prague? For example, could you tell me anything about when you sang about fire safety to Czech children?
I give music lessons at some schools. I teach a music class. And so, yeah, for one of the music classes that I was teaching with a group of kids, the theme was safety. And so I chose the song Fire Safety because I always had remembered that song about, when I was younger growing up and hearing that song. I think it was Allstate that initially had some big commercial about fire safety. And so, yeah, that hook, I taught the kids the be cool about fire safety.
And earlier I was listening to the song Lateral Line, and I know you like performing it live, so seeing as you've got your guitar with you here today, would you like to play a little bit of it for us now?
Yeah. All right. So, this song is called Lateral Line, and it was written by my twin brother, Andrew Smyshek.
Yeah. turn around. Nothing's cool in town. Stay with me now. On my way. Fear keep me in. Crawl under my skin. As alive again. Strength today. My lighter rules line.
American musician Tim Semishek there with a lateral line, and he was Lorna Stevens' guest on The Arts This Week.